理课堂听 class.com。
In a paleontology class, get ready to listen to part of a lecture by a professor in a paleontology class discussing a fossil.
Now, I would like to continue our examination of the Mesozoic fossil record by discussing a truly remarkable find that occurred only a few miles from here in Cheshire, Connecticut, in 1995.Discovered in a section of rock that had been exposed during road construction, this 3-inch skull of a small ancestor of modern crocodiles took more than a year for scientists to extract from the hard rock in which it was embedded. After that, it took another year for scientists to classify the discovery. That this tiny piece of bone could generate so much interest among paleontologists is largely due to the fact that, as we mentioned in our last class,Fossilized Mesozoic bones from the northeastern United States are very rare. Other types of fossils have been discovered there, including the tracks of dinosaurs and other animals. But actual bones, for some reason, seem to be lacking from that region. About 212 million years ago, this little crocodilian roamed the floodplain that is now the Connecticut River Valley.One characteristic that is especially interesting, and that set it apart from its modern-day descendants, was its erect stance. This is a posture similar to that of modern mammals, and quite different from the semi-sprawling, low-to-the-ground stance of the crocodiles we see in today's swamps and rivers. There are distinct similarities between this creature and another Mesozoic crocodile found in Scotland almost exactly a century before, in 1894.This ancient crocodile was given the name Erpetosuchus, and, for 100 years, was the only one of its type ever discovered. While the Connecticut find was an actual skull, the discovery in Scotland was an imprint of the animal's body made in soft mud that eventually solidified into stone. The imprint gives us some idea of the animal's size and other physical characteristics that can now be matched with what the skull tells us.The creature was about 2 feet in length and had long, graceful legs. It walked upright on all four of its legs, which would have given it the ability to run with all of its feet off the ground at times. Therefore, it could probably run much faster than its present-day cousins. They can reach only about 15 miles per hour, and they can only do that over very short distances. I have here a drawing that includes everything we now know about this creature,and is probably quite close to what it actually looked like.
Question number 40.
Which of the following statements is true about the fossil discussed in this lecture?
Question number 41.
According to the speaker, what is the biggest difference between Erpetosuchus and modern crocodiles?
Question number 42.
How was the fossil found in Connecticut different from the one found in Scotland?
Question number 43.
What will the class do next?